I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, one cyclist responds to the growing number of hit-and-run bike crashes in Los Angeles. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
Since NBA Commissioner Adam Silver banned Clippers owner Donald Sterling for life, people have been asking why his predecessor, David Stern, didn't orchestrate the exit of Mr. Sterling years ago. What's your answer?
My answer is I have no idea, since everybody in the world knew what this guy was about. Bob Ryan, our friend from the Boston Globe, has been writing Donald Sterling columns for almost 30 years. I would point out that the DeVos family, who owns the Orlando Magic, has been financing anti-gay politicians and anti-gay issue referenda around the country. So if we're going to step into a new world, let's step into it with both feet.
The league has already begun proceedings to force Sterling to sell the Clippers, and the list of potential buyers for the team is long and illustrious. Oprah Winfrey, Magic Johnson, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Have you a favorite among the glitterati?
Well, I mean, I think from a basketball sense, it would be really good if Magic were to get it. But for a sense of the American absurd, it has to be owner Oprah. You get a point guard, and you get a point guard, and you get a point guard, and everybody gets a point guard.
And that would be consistent with the Clippers, who've been giving away point guards and centers and forwards and everybody else for years.
Exactly. You get a draft pick, and you get a draft pick.
Charlie, the Oklahoman has apologized for calling Thunder star Kevin Durant Mr. Unreliable after the unfortunate headline appeared on Thursday. Durant racked up a mere 36 points and 10 rebounds against the Memphis Grizzlies, so I guess he proved he cannot be relied upon to choke.
Absolutely not. I mean, this is a real Hooterville story. I mean, first of all, you shouldn't have run the headline, but once you've run it, you shouldn't apologize for it. It makes you look really goofy.
Two retired NBA greats are at odds over Mike D'Antoni's resignation as coach of the LA Lakers this week. Magic Johnson tweeted, "Happy days are here again," while Charles Barkley responded by saying Mike D'Antoni is a good coach. They didn't give him a lot to work with. Who's right?
Both. Both of them are right. They did not give Mike D'Antoni a lot to work with, especially after Kobe Bryant got hurt. And Magic is right because it'll be the best thing for the franchise, I think.
The second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs is underway. Many eyes are on the 12 billionth matchup of the Montreal Canadiens and the Boston Bruins, but I am intrigued by the first ever postseason meeting of freeway rivals, the LA Kings and the Anaheim Ducks. Has California finally proven to be? I've asked this question before about California being a hotbed of hockey, haven't I?
Wayne Gretzky would be very happy to hear you hear it again. And let us not go to sleep on the playoff success of the Minnesota Wild. Dumb nickname, good hockey.
Soon after his team was eliminated, Philadelphia Flyers goaltender Steve Mason admitted that he had suffered a concussion this season and that he still had a headache when he played in Game 3. I ask you this question every week, too. Why don't players learn something from this concussion news?
I think they are, but I think the process is very, very slow. Mason was really shooting craps with his health on this one.
The Houston Texans say they know who they're going to take with a first-round pick in next week's NFL draft.
You get a first-round pick, and you get a first-round pick.
Anyway, assuming they don't trade that pick away, would you like to speculate on which former collegian heads to Houston?
It's an odd thing. You would think the automatic one would be Johnny Manziel from Texas A&M. But there are a lot of talk about a number of quarterbacks. But if I had to bet your house on it, I'd still say they're going for a quarterback.
Speaking of the NFL draft, the league might move the event out of New York as soon as next year. Do you want to suggest where it should go?
No, I'm going to let you do that, Bill. Where would you like the NFL draft to take
place? It won't matter
play?
Because wherever they put it, I'll miss it.
I was going to suggest your basement.
I wouldn't even go downstairs to watch it.
I think the odds are pretty good it's going to wind up in Dallas with Jerry Jones.
New York City developer Howard Milstein failed in his attempts to buy the NHL's New York Islanders and the NFL team from Washington. Will he fare any better if he attempts to outbid Donald Trump for the Buffalo Bills?
I think he might, because I don't think Donald Trump has the money to buy the Buffalo Bills, to be honest with you.
Did you almost say Donald Duck?
I almost did say Donald Duck.
Oh, man, that would have been great. San Francisco 49ers star Vernon Davis has sold 10% of his future earnings to a company called Fantex. Fantex will now attempt to sell shares in those future earnings to fans. And the NFL is okay with that, right? Because it's not gambling, right?
No, it's the stock market.
Oh, well, then, it's okay.
It's the basis for our entire casino economy. But isn't there sort of a 13th Amendment problem with selling shares to a guy?
That was the other issue, wasn't it? Last weekend, an opposing fan threw a banana at Barcelona defender Dani Alves, who is black. Alves picked up the banana, peeled it, and ate a little bit of it. Has Mr. Alves struck on the solution to racism in European soccer?
He certainly has struck on a very cool one, if not the one. There's some talk now that this whole thing was a stage thing to generate a social media anti-racism campaign. Even if it was, it's great. It's a great way to do it.
And finally, Charlie, a Syracuse basketball fan with the unlikely name of Neil Gold has purchased a used sport coat for $14,000. What? Is the thing lined with some sort of precious metal?
No, it used to be lined with Jim Boeheim.
Ah.
But it was the sport coat that Boeheim turned into something of a projectile, and it resulted in his only ejection in his career.
Well, there's no longer any mystery about why somebody would pay $14,000 for that. It's a flying sport coat.
You get a sport coat, and you get a sport coat, and you get a sport coat.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.